like I believe anything. Sex on the beach and in the backseat. This could be us. So back to what I was.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. You are listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And we have some non-conference action for you here today on the campus of Dominican University of California in downtown San Rafael. The Dominican University of California Penguins, 7-2, Brandon, 3-0 in the PacWest Conference. They welcome in Bethesda, the Flames, from Anaheim, California. They are 0-15 under Patty Medina, the head coach in her second season. Welcome inside the broadcast booth, everybody. Thanks for joining us, Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz. Now, Brandon, on paper, the Penguins 3-0 in conference, 7-2 overall. They're on a four-game win streak, sitting at that top spot alone in the PacWest Conference. So on paper, this one should be a no-brainer, but that's why we play the game.
Exactly. And they're coming off a very impressive win on the road against Fresno Pacific. They won 82-62, and Natalie Diaz and Sandra Ikiora continuing their double-double streaks. Ikiora 24-18. Excuse me. That was Natalie Diaz. Sandra Ikiora had 19-19 as well. Those two are going to light it up here tonight against a team that's 0-15. But a highlight of this athletic program here, Bethesda University, the Flames, they're part of the National Christian College Athletic Association, and both the men's and women's team made their respective divisions conference finals, the Elite Eight, in 2016.
So the Elite Eight, and coming off of that season, 0-15 here, coming into the Conlin Center here this evening, everybody. If you're just tuning in, welcome. We got a couple of games for you this week. It is winter break here on the campus of Dominican University of California. We have tonight women's basketball, Thursday night women's basketball, same time, 5:30. And then on Saturday, we have a PacWest doubleheader against Point Loma men's and women's on Saturday. But for tonight, we got to take it one game at a time. The Lady Penguins at 3-0, undefeated in the PacWest Conference, look to stay unbeaten, as we have just a few minutes until we tip off here, Brandon. We both expect Ikiora and Diaz to continue their double-double streak, and they more than likely will, and we'll have to see how it plays out. Another player from the Penguins that you think might stand out tonight, who do you think is going to get going? We know Ikiora and Diaz are going to have a great game, as they do night in and night out, but if you had to pick one other Penguin, who would it be?
I'd like to see Julia Razzo bounce back. She had that incredible debut here at home, but on the road against Fresno Pacific, she was 1-for-5 from beyond the arc, and that's her specialty. Another Penguin I'd like to see and continue to see on the court is Angelica Collins, and she's starting tonight. She has that feisty defense. She hustles out and dives for a loose ball. She's that defensive stopper, and I believe she's going to continue to make a big impact on defense.
Yeah, I highly agree with you, Brandon. Another one that I'd like to see tonight is Alana Scott. She is almost overshadowed by Ikiora and Diaz. She's a great shooter. She shoots well from just inside the perimeter and from beyond the arc. She can drive in. She has a bit of height, Brandon. She is 5'9". So we'll have to see. But right now we have our national anthem. So if you at home could please rise. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz, NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Now for the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Bethesda Flames under second-season head coach Patty Medina, at guard, a 5'9" junior, number 0, Alaysia Westbrook. Another guard is 5'6" junior, number 1, Bria Nelson. A 5'4" senior guard, number 5, Taylor Smalley. A 6'4" junior, number 10, Victoria Stewart. And a 5'6" junior, another guard, number 13, Laura Tapia. And now the starting lineups for the Dominican University of California Penguins under fourth season head coach, Coach Tim Lacoste. They're 7-2 overall, 3-0 in the conference, riding a four-game win streak. At guard, a 5-foot senior out of Sacramento, California, number 2, Alexis Price. 5'5" junior out of Hercules, California, number 10, Vanessa Cruz. Another guard, 5'5" junior out of Hollister, California, number 12, Angelica Collins. A 5'11" senior out of Valencia, California, number 14, Sandra I. Chiora. And a guard, a 5'11" junior out of Soquel, California, number 24, Natalie Diaz. All right, Brandon. 10 minutes overhead. Ikiora and the Penguins making their way out onto the court, getting ready to tip off. And here we go, game one of our Christmas break here at Dominican University. Finals are all over. The Penguins can solely focus on basketball. And if they were focusing on basketball in school beforehand, the last time we were here, and now they all get to focus on is basketball,
it's going to be
talk about being locked in, right?
Yeah, they're going to be even more locked in, and hopefully they can continue to extend this win streak. It's the longest win streak so far this season in the entire PacWest at 4 games.
Yeah, well, we will have to see. The ball is in the air. Ikiora wins the tip without even an attempt from Taylor Smalley, bringing it up the court for the Penguins. Vanessa Cruz inside free throw line. Natalie Diaz, she'll back it out. Penguins swing it around, attacking the southern hoop here at the Conlin Center off to our left. Penguins swing it around inside Diaz, top of the key. Cruz down to Ikiora, baseline spin move. Ikiora, who else will start the scoring for the Penguins here tonight? Good feet inside.
Just watching this, Ikiora and the Penguins have that height advantage. I feel like Ikiora might break her career high tonight.
You know, you have that feeling, and a lot of times when you have that feeling, you're not wrong. Driving inside, Smalley kicking it out. Just inside the arc was Stewart, little deep. Penguins with the rebound. Cruz brings it up the other way across the timeline. Cruz drifts right. In her face, Tapia. Down low, Diaz high off the window, and she'll get it to fall. Penguins with a quick 4-0 lead.
Brian Nelson and Taylor Smalley, their leading scorers at 13 apiece.
Going inside is Nelson as she'll kick it out right wing for Stewart. Down right in front of the Penguin bench is Smalley. Cross-court pass tipped by Ikiora out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Flames. And a quick substitution here just over a minute into the game. Taylor Young checks in for the Flames in place of Alaysha Westbrook. Inbound pass from Tapia. Inside the arc, long two on the way, knocked down from Victoria Stewart. 4-2, 8:40 overhead. Vanessa Cruz brings it up on the right side. Natalie Diaz, top of the key. Penguins swing it all the way around. Price in front of the Flame bench. Penguins work it all the way to the right corner. Cruz, and Brandon, we're seeing the Penguins take a lot of time off the shot clock here. Find the shot. There's Price, three ball, and it's good.
Yeah, we're really taking a lot of that time, and that resulted in the three-pointer in the corner. A lot of great ball movement and a lot of switching going on, really getting their offense going early.
Well, you mentioned, Brandon, the height advantage, and for the Flames, the tallest player on their roster is 5'9". Bringing it up to the right wing is Stewart. Kicks it back out. She'll drive in, kick out. Left wing, three ball on the way. That's knocked down from Taylor Young. She just checked in about a minute ago, and a couple quick 3 points for Young. 7-5 Penguins lead. Inside free throw line, Diaz. Vanessa Cruz, three ball off front iron. That's the first time we've seen the Penguins hurry it up, as Natalie Diaz blocks a shot out of bounds. It'll stay with the Flames. It's the first time we've seen the Penguins hurry up, and it didn't work their way.
Yeah, and just that on defense, they try to scoop it up under and the height of Natalie Diaz, an easy block. Not smart to go inside the paint. I think the pull-up jumpers are the way Bethesda should be going today, the Flames.
I think you're exactly right. With that height advantage with Ikiora and Diaz inside, and then when they bring Raza in, long two on the way, good from Bria Nelson. When they have those three in the game, it's almost impossible for any team, even with size, to get in and score on those three. Natalie Diaz drives in right side, kick out, and Helica Collins far corner. Down low, Diaz, right post jumper, just missed right. Rebound, Flames. Bringing it up far side, Young. She'll slow it down, top of the key, and hand it off. Stewart's pass to the left wing. That's Smalley. Smalley driving in on Collins. Backs out, goes in left side, and she'll kick it out top of the key to Young. Young's cross-court pass, long through on the way by Tapia, airballed, picked up by Collins. Collins brings it up quickly up the near sideline, right in front of us here in our broadcast booth. Clock rolls under 7 minutes. Bad pass inside over the head of Diaz, picked up Smalley. It's two on two. Smalley up off the glass, and we are tied at 7. Check that. The Penguins trail for the first time tonight, 9-7. Top of the key, Diaz. It's 9-7, Bethesda. Right corner, Price, driving baseline, kick out, Cruz, pass knocked away. Possession will stay with the Penguins. Checking in for the Flames, Vanny Morga in place of Taylor Young.
So Bethesda not going out without a fight. They've had some couple close losses, but also some blowout losses recently. They've lost multiple games within 5 points and have also lost games with more than 50 points as well.
So it seems like it's one end of the spectrum or the other for Bethesda with that glaring 0-15 record. You lose some by 5, you lose some by 50. Talk about up and down. The inbound pass goes to Diaz, left side, driving in through the paint. Diaz gets a shot blocked. It'll go out of bounds. Penguins will inbound with 13 seconds, just under 6.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cruz inbounds over the head to Ikior. Ikior jump stop in the paint. She'll get it to fall. And count it, she'll go to the line. Ikior has an opportunity to get the Penguins into double digits and give them the lead. She took an elbow to the gut there, Brandon, and Ikior came up wincing a little bit. Those don't feel very pleasant at all.
Yeah, and I think they should attack the paint more, like we've mentioned before, the height advantage, but that's going to put Bethesda in foul trouble, and that's going to get them out of this game early. You don't want to play around with a team that's 0-15 because they have that heart and firepower.
Ikiura misses the extra. Three ball from the right wing is knocked down by Taylor Smalley. The Flames retake the lead, and check it, that was a long two. 11-9, Bethesda leads inside to Ikiura. Straight off the chest, there's a couple of hands in there, Brandon. It looked like it got tipped around, and Ikiura misjudged it. It got her right in the collarbone. But at any rate, it goes out of bounds, and the possession stays with the Penguins. Cruz inbounding. You can see Ikior and Diaz using that height to their advantage. Ikior up off the glass, long, gets her own rebound. Up off the glass again, but it will not count as Ikior took too many steps. Now, Brandon, what we're seeing on the defense there for Bethesda is the Penguins get it inside, and they just suffocate them in the paint. Penguins were scoring early with that kicking it out, moving the ball around a lot. Haven't scored much since. The long two from Nelson, no good. Collins with the rebound. She'll bring it up across the timeline and slow things down. I think this is what we're going to see from the Penguins here tonight. It's a lot of slowing it down, moving the ball around as Diaz drives in right side and has two Flames on her. Top of the key, Cruz. Right over to Diaz, who drives in right side off the glass, and she knots the game up at 11.
And just like that, there's nothing you can do with Diaz. You got to respect her jumper, and she used the pump fake. It's an underrated move, but once you use it, it's very highly effective.
Three ball from the right wing, launched by Stewart, no good. Ikior with the rebound. And you're right, Diaz is one of those shooters that could get you on the outside. And if she drives in just like that, she can beat you on the inside. As she gets fouled going up from the left side, Diaz will go to the line. That foul is going to be on Taylor Smalley. That's her first personal first team foul, second team foul. And we have a media timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. So, Brandon, we're 4:57 overhead here in the first quarter, and we're tied at 11. This is not exactly what you and I had envisioned going into this game, with the Penguins leading the Pac West at 3-0 on a four-game win streak, playing an 0-15 Bethesda team.
Yeah, we expected them to come up with a quick lead against Notre Dame, as they did that 15-3 run, but they've tied it up here, as you mentioned, Forrest. And if I'm Bethesda, I think I'm going to have to settle with closing on inside the paint, and I'd rather have my chances inside the paint than rather go with the outside shooting, because the Penguins are highly efficient at shooting from beyond the arc. So if you're able to double team and suffocate the paint, that's going to congest the Penguins and prevent them from moving the ball a lot, because once they move the ball a lot, they're going to get everyone started on offense and really have trouble for Bethesda covering with that height advantage.
And now what about Bethesda on the offensive side? It seems like the Penguins have a massive height advantage.
Yeah, in terms of their offense, I think they just have to go with their main scorers, and that's Bria Nelson and Taylor Smalley. They have around 40% shooting percentage on the year, and I don't know if that's from shooting the three ball or if that's from just going inside the perimeter, but they're just going to have to go with those main scorers. You can't play around with a team that's leading the Pac West like the Penguins.
Diaz's first free throw. She was fouled before that media timeout. It goes through. Penguins lead 12-11. And they lead 13-11 as Diaz comes away from the line 2 of 2. Checking in for Bethesda, Tina McKinstry. Smalley will bring it up. Alexis Price plastered to her. Left side, Stewart, she drives in. Across the paint to Moraga, who dumps it off to the newly checked in McKinstry, and she'll knock down a close two from the right block. And we're tied back up at 13 apiece. Penguins get it up quickly in Helica Collins' right corner. Move it to the top of the key. Collins has a wide open shot. She's not going to take it. She's going to keep the ball moving around as the Penguins swing it around left side to the corner. Price thought about a three. No. Inside to Diaz. Spin move. Diaz from about 8 feet misses it. Ikiora with the board and the putback. 15-13, Penguins lead.
And that's something different about this Penguins team. Last year, they would have shot that open shot that Angelica Collins did, but they're very disciplined this year in running everything through the offense.
Tapia has it left side, top of the key. McKinstry three ball off front iron. Price with the board. Price, the shortest player on the court, Brandon, gets the rebound there. Short, but a firecracker as she carried it, bringing it up the floor, and unforced errors will wreak havoc for the Penguins here tonight.
Yeah, we saw her and Jade Castro, those two small players last year, that tandem, they both were great defensively. I mean, the advantage of being short is you have that advantage of just poking that ball away from taller players.
Yeah, if you're trailing IQ or something like that and you don't see him coming, you can just poke it away, as you said, as Nelson returns for Bethesda in place of Smalley. The inbounds right in front of Bethesda's bench as Penguins play full court press. That's Alexis Price in the backcourt working on Nelson. Nelson loses the handle, unable to pick it back up and dump it off to Tapia right here in front of us. 20 on the shot clock. Tapia top of the key, between the legs, good handles. McKinstry three ball, and it's good. The Flames take a 16-15 lead. Vanessa Cruz will bring it up for the Penguins across the Penguin insignia here at the Conlin Center. Cross-court pass to Collins. Inside, right elbow, Diaz. Her shot was short, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up from the left side. Diaz gives the Penguins a 17-16 lead. Bringing it up for Bethesda. Tapia, long three on the way, missed by Morga. Penguins bringing it the other way now. Price. Top of the key, drifting right. Collins into the corner. Inside to Ikiora, and the pass was thrown away. Up the court for the Flames. Stewart, as she tosses it up, and she is fouled. That foul will be on Alexis Price. That's her first personal, first team foul. Shooting two for the Flames will be Victoria Stewart. The first free throws for the Flames here tonight, as Alexis Price has a word with our official on what exactly she did wrong. Stewart's first shot is perfect. 17 all, checking in for Bethesda. Westbrook in place of Morga. Stewart gets the ball from our official. Second shot forthcoming. She toes the line, right foot slightly forward, bends at the waist. Her second free throw is perfect as well, and the Flames take a 18-17 lead as Young returns in place of Stewart. Cruz bringing it up now. The Penguins trailing by one, just under 3 minutes to go. Inside to Diaz, and Diaz reclaims the lead for the Penguins. It seems like Diaz is the go-to so far here, Brandon. Ikiora, not much of a factor as of yet. Inside goes Nelson. Count the basket as she is fouled. That's a second in as many possessions for Bethesda on Alexis Price. That's her second personal, second team foul as Alana Scott checks in for Price. And Julia Razo, the freshman, checks in for Ikiora. Razo, Brandon. Well, your pick, the 6-foot freshman out of Woodland, California, to have a real big impact here for the Penguins tonight, and she might.
Yeah, and I think they put in Scott and Razo here for that shooting lineup. Coach Tim Lacoste wants to go with it for the last 2 minutes and hopefully retake the lead going into the second period.
Bonus free throw was no good. Penguins turned over on the other end. Back to the Flames. 20-19, Flames lead it, bringing it up for Bethesda. Tapia straight away. She drifts to the right and hands it off to Young. Young almost lost the handle on it, but able to corral it. Flames working it all the way around the perimeter. Top of the key again to Young. Plaster to her is Cruz. Three ball right wing on the way. That is good from Bria Nelson. It's a 23-19 Bethesda lead. Penguins need to go back to that. Work the shot clock, move the ball around, and find that shot. Extra pass down low to Collins. Outside Scott, left wing. Cross court to Razo. Three ball right wing. Razo just deep. Rebound, Westbrook. And that's something you don't see very often, Brandon, is Julio Razo miss a three ball.
Yeah, and she had a bad shooting night before against Fresno Pacific. She was 1-for-5, as I mentioned, beyond the arc. So she's off to a cold streak here, 1-for-6 her last two games, or including this one. But I think she'll be able to bounce back and really help this team out tonight.
23-19, Penguins trail. 1:30 to go here in the first quarter. It's Cruz, Collins, Diaz, Razo, and Scott inside. Diaz up off glass, right side, good. 23-21, Bethesda leads. Running the point, Smalley, she'll get it off. Left side, Tapia, straight away is Nelson. Thought about a three ball, no, got Scott off her feet. Instead, three ball, corner, Tapia, just right. Collins with the rebound. Collins brings it up across half court, will slow it down and hand it off to Vanessa Cruz, right wing Diaz. A couple of no-look passes there, Brandon. Do the Penguins know what they're doing or what? Right elbow, Diaz, cross court, corner, three ball, Collins, good. 24-23. Penguins lead on Helica Collins. A clutch three there. Nice feed by Vanessa Cruz to find her open in the left corner to knock down that three ball. Driving in left side, Smalley runs straight into the brick wall. That is Natalie Diaz. Collins picks it up. Cross-court pass, Scott, right side, good. 26-23, Penguins lead, and it looks like they're clicking on all cylinders now. This group on the floor, Brandon, has some chemistry going. Driving in right side, blocked by Diaz. He'll hand it off to Scott. Penguins will go with the last shot, 20 seconds to go. Scott's fouled before she gets it up across the timeline. That foul will be on Bria Nelson. That's her first personal third team foul for Bethesda. Penguins limb bound on the far sideline. They'll take the last shot with 18 overhead. Cruz holds up her left hand and calls out the play straight away. Right wing Collins down inside to Diaz to the elbow. Cruz thought about a three, looked at the shot clock and said, no thanks, I'll back it out. Inside to Diaz, 6-5. Back out to Cruz, 4. Inside, 3. Diaz jumper with 1 second to go. 28-23 will be the score at the end of the first quarter. As Diaz hits the 8-footer from the paint, you're listening to NC2A Division II women's basketball on the radio, home with the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And Brandon, not how we thought the first quarter would come to an end at 28-23, the Penguins leading, but they do have the lead, and this Bethesda team has played them really tough here to start out the first quarter.
Yeah, I think I underestimated this team too much. I know we were talking before coming on air, and I thought they weren't even going to score 50 against the Penguins because of the tremendous amount of defense the Penguins possess as well as their offense. But you're right, Forrest. I said Aiki Yoro was going to have a career night, but they seem to be suffocating her, and they're really working around and going to Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz doing things on both ends. She already has 12 points and 5 rebounds, but also 2 key blocks. And that key block at the end there, Angelica Collins, great defense, which resulted in Diaz being able to block it and leading to that 3 for Angelica Collins down the other end.
I mean, when you can play both sides like Aikior and Diaz and Razo can, like we mentioned before, the height advantage. If you have Razo and Diaz and Aikior in there, we saw Aikior just checked in. She'll be in there when the second quarter starts. Who are they going to take out? Are they going to go big down low? Because if they're going to suffocate Aikior on the offensive side, well, guess what? Here's a little pass to Diaz, a little bounce pass to Razo. Now we got 2 other 6-footers coming right at you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just height all over the place here for the Penguins, and it looks like Razo's going to come in for Diaz, but you still have Scott out there at 5'9 as well as you take over the play-by-play here in the second quarter.
Yeah, and the leading scorer for the Flames is Bria Nelson with 7. Right side up top, Bria Nelson with the ball. Step back jumper on Scott from 15, air balls, and lets it go out of bounds. Penguins will retake possession as Julia Razo will get it in to Vanessa Cruz. Cruz bringing it past the timeline. Up in the left side, gets it inside to Aikiora. High pass, misses the first one, goes and gets to the second one, and she's fouled on the shot up. That'll be a foul on Alicia Westbrook. That's her first personal foul. As the Penguins will inbound from under their basket, as Tina McKinstry will check back in. Ikeora picks up her dribble and a traveling violation against Ikeora, the second one here tonight.
I think Ikeora just getting a little antsy, Brandon. She gets two flame defenders on her, and she's just trying to make a play. You know, sometimes that pass is exactly what you need.
And there's a push-off foul. Looks like she shoved Elena Scott in the back. That was Tina McKinstry who just checked in.
It seems like the Flames players have a short leash tonight, Brandon. Every time we see one commit a foul, they get yanked out right away. But it looks like McKinstry's going to stay in the ballgame.
Razzo up top, head fake. Driving in is Vanessa Cruz, right side, short side. And another offensive foul against the Penguins. Retaking possession will be the Flames.
Tell you what, Ikeora, she gets an offensive foul. She gets a travel, her second travel. It's a little uncharacteristic tonight. Maybe a little excited. You're playing an 0-15 team, but, you know, there's nothing to play excited, be excited about.
Tapia from up top, guarded heavily by Elena Scott, is Bria Nelson. Nelson's step-back jumper. We've seen her do that a couple times here tonight, and that's her go-to shot as she pokes it away as Julio Razzo wasn't able to secure it. And Razzo does not box out, and that gets McKinstry for a second chance opportunity yet again, who misses from the short left side. And Helica Collins stops. Beautiful pass inside. Touch pass by Cruz to Ikeora, who misses the layup.
Tell you what, Brandon, it's starting to look a little schoolyard-ish to me, if you, you know. I mean, Nelson has not hit that fadeaway jumper yet today, and she keeps going back to it. She went back to it twice in that possession, you know. She pokes it away, shoots it again. If you're the Penguins, I think you just need to slow down. We see they pass really well.
Ikeora sticks it off glass as checking back in is Victoria Stewart for Bethesda. Coming out was Bria Nelson.
The Penguins communicate and they pass the ball really well. I think they just need to relax and stick with that.
Up top, McKinstry deep two, off back iron, rebounded by the Flames. Picking up her dribble is Taylor Young. Left side, and a timeout for Bethesda and coach Patty Medina in her second season. So the Penguins, a 7-point lead here in quarter number two, 30-23. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball here on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, as we will hear from San Rafael Joes.
Possibly. It's working. Anyway, Brandon, I mean, the Penguins. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
It's just toying with us now.
In the heart of downtown, San Rafael Joe's is a family-favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947.
For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street.
Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
In the heart of downtown.
And that was San Rafael Joe's. Check them out here if you're in downtown San Rafael, as Bethesda will inbound it in front of the icebox here inside the Conlin Center. Laura Tapia will inbound it as we are about to continue action. Gets it to the backcourt. That is Taylor Smalley, and Helica Collins guarding Elena Scott on Vani Morga. And a foul on Vanessa Cruz, reaching over the back of Victoria Stewart. That is not Victoria Secret. Inbounding from below their basket is Tapia. Tapia looking for the backcourt and able to snatch it high on the pass is Smalley. Three-pointer from the left wing, rattles in off front iron and off the back. That is Victoria Stewart. Vanessa Cruz on the other end dumps it inside to Ikeora. Tries to get it off glass and she misses her first shot. Coming back on down and landing on Vani Morga. Possession will go back to the Flames. That's Ikeora's second personal foul already. She's had two travels, and she's had an offensive foul. So she's struggling, as you mentioned, Forrest. Taylor Smalley bringing it across the timeline for the Flames. Left corner, Vanessa Cruz on Stewart. Natalie Diaz, a hop by Tapia inside, gets it out. And the three-pointer from the left wing is knocked in by Victoria Stewart yet again. 30-29, Penguins lead, cut to only one. That's a 6-0 run for the Flames. Left corner three, just a little bit too much. Elena Scott rebounded by Tapia, pushing it up the court. She has numbers working on Vanessa Cruz, but she carried the ball as she tried to spin on passing of the timeline. Penguins will retake possession.
And for the Penguins, that's the type of mistakes that you need to capitalize on. I mean, it's a one-point game. You're not on your game tonight, and you need to capitalize on unforced errors by the Flames.
And Cruz flips it up off glass with her left hand as she is bumped hip to hip. Taylor Smalley will be charged with a foul, and Vanessa Cruz will get her first free throws on the night.
With how this one's going tonight, Brandon, I have a feeling that the free throws coming down to the wire are going to be a key factor, and that's one of the things that I talked to Ike Yor about at the beginning of the season is she wants to be better from the line, but also as a team, they need to be better from the line. That's what wins you those tight games when you're not playing an 0-15 team, when you're playing a team late in the season where the game comes down to that wire and the free throws are the differentiator.
As Cruz knocks down both free throws, extending the Penguins' lead to three. Up top, Westbrook driving in on Ikiora. Right side stops, pick up her dribble, tries to get it off glass, no good. Rebounded by Ikiora. Vanessa Cruz pushing for the Penguins. Left short side, and Helica Collins driving back outside to Scott, kicking it back to Collins on the right corner. Dump pass to Natalie Diaz. Right side inside the paint to Ikiora. And as she does the pass, she'll be called for the charge. Setting her feet in time will be Westbrook. Natalie Diaz's first foul of the night, the fourth team foul overall for the Penguins.
Just sloppy on the offensive side, just getting inside. And unforced fouls, Brandon, I mean, the pushing in the back and, you know, extending the arm out, those are fouls that you can control. It's not one of those where, oh, you know, you could have blown the whistle, you couldn't have blown the whistle. It's like, no. You don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be pushing people in the back.
Stewart up top, inside now. Reverse layup attempt by Tapia. No good, but she's able to recollect and get her own rebound. Pushing up top as she drives on inside. Smalley kicks it out of bounds to Bria Nelson. But it'll be off the hands of one of the Penguins, and it looks like that was Vanessa Cruz as Stewart will inbound it. Cruz guarding her heavily against her face. Tapia up top. Step back jumper. Three-pointer. Too much. Off the backboard. Ikiora pushing as she collects the rebound, and she stops in between the circles from up top. Inside now, Natalie Diaz. Right low block. Sticks it off glass. That's good. 34-29. Penguins lead. 5:40 left here in the second period. Slowing things down is Taylor Smalley and Helica Collins guarding her right wing. She's going to drive to her right, tries to get it off glass, and Collins will be charged with the foul. Blocking foul off the hip, it looks like. A little shove of the hip from Helica Collins. So taking two free throws at the line today will be Taylor Smalley.
It seems like a lot of the struggles, Brandon, for the Penguins are coming defensively. They're not face guarding at the perimeter. Okay, they're not getting a hand in the face on the shot. They're not boxing out. You know, the effort on the defensive side of the board just isn't there so far, and that's one of those ticky tack fouls that you see. You drive inside when you're not moving your feet, when you're not getting there in time, and not being in the right position. And those are the fouls that you're going to see.
Yeah, a lot of these calls are just small calls with the hip-to-hip contact, as you mentioned, Forrest. And that's why Helica Collins was asking the referee what she could do. Is she setting her feet enough in time? As the Penguins will get it deep inside the paint, Natalie Diaz puts it up, but she is fouled. And she'll be taking two shots on the line. And that foul is on Laura Tapia. First personal, the fifth team foul. Natalie Diaz with her first free throws on the night as well. And the first one is perfect.
And with that foul, Brandon, both teams are in bonus now.
That's key here within these last 5 minutes as a second free throw by Diaz off front iron, repossessed by the Flames. Pushing it is Tapia. Left side, Stewart. Up top, that's Nelson on Scott. Nelson picks up her dribble, kicks it back out. Smalley drives on in. An uncontrolled off-glass right-handed layup. Penguins will recover. Pushing is Angelica Collins. Inside the paint, Natalie Diaz. Diaz, nice spin move, drifts to her left and sticks it off glass. 37-31. Penguins retake the lead, push the lead back up to six. Bria Nelson, the step back jumper. She does it again and she gets on the head fake. Elena Scott to jump. She's able to sink in the 15 footer. Finally, on that step back. On the other end, Ikeora spin move, right low block, off glass, sinks it in. Counted a chance for a three-point play. She'll go to the line.
And that could be the play right there that gets Ikeora going here in the rest of the second quarter and possibly in the second half as the Flames. Media timeout, not the Flames don't take a timeout, but that shot right there, Brandon, inside to Ikeora. She spins around her defender from the right block, up off the glass with the contact. That's the first one she's gotten to go tonight. Through contact, so if she can keep that up, she'll go to the line for a bonus one. But that's a good sign if you're Sandra Ikeora.
Yeah, I'd like to see a lot more than Sandra Ikeora and Natalie Diaz, because Natalie Diaz has scored half of the Penguins' points. She's had 21 of their 39 for Bethesda. Victoria Stewart with 10 and Bria Nelson with 11. So uncharacteristic playing of the Penguins here for us. We saw them step it up defensively and also offensively against Notre Dame Dane Amere, but today they're just relying on feeding Natalie Diaz. And as you said, their defense not as impressive as we saw against Notre Dame, where they're not as aggressive and they're not getting their feet set in time.
And you have Diaz with those two blocks on two consecutive possessions. And Ikeora, look at that. She's getting she's getting better from the line as the year goes along.
Yeah, and she's able to complete that three-point play and extend the Penguins' lead to 7, 40-33, around 4 minutes left here in the first half as Cruz pushes it up for the Penguins, gets it to Natalie Diaz, going to her right, sticks it off glass, and this time it'll be called a blocking foul initially, but changed by the referee to a charging call. To me, it looked like she got there, and it looks like that Bethesda player didn't seem to set her feet in time, but obviously they changed the call, and possession to the Flames.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you, but I'm going to go back to that last defensive possession by the Penguins, Brandon. Alana Scott closed out on the shooter. That's a good sign for that timeout. I'm sure Coach Lacoste talked about closing out on shooters, face guard them, get in position on defense so where you're not committing those small little fouls, and hustle your butt to the boards.
And Smalley able to lower her body and get through Ikeora and Collins. Vanessa Cruz pushing it up for the Penguins now. Throws a one-handed pass and the ball is loose. Scrambling on around up on the left wing. Ikeora able to repossess it. Hop step right corner. Elena Scott for three. Misses. Rebounded by Cruz as she puts it up. She is fouled. She'll take two free throws on the line and another foul for Victoria Stewart. As Cruz will be taking her third and fourth free throws on the night. She's perfect so far, 2 for 2. Nails that one. Now she has 3 points on the night. Towing the line for the second free throw, and she knocks it in. All her points at the line tonight for Vanessa Cruz. She's 0 for 1, only taking one shot, but perfect. 4 for 4 at the free throw line, all her 4 points. Dumped left wing, Westbrook off glass, rebounded by Ikeora. Cruz up top. Natalie Diaz sets the screen. She'll deny it. She'll go left. Beautiful crossover move, and she dumps it to Ikeora, or tries to, a little bit too high, and yet another turnover for the Penguins. Checking back in is Tina McKinstry for the Flames. As Taylor Smalley will take it up top for Bethesda, setting the offense and working things. Drifting to her left, up top, left wing. Now to her right, guarded by Angelica Collins. Taylor Young, the handoff to McKinstry, and she tries a little floater or a hook shot, and she airballs it, rebounded by Natalie Diaz, and she's pushing. And as she does, she'll be called for the carrying violation. Another turnover for the Penguins, Forrest.
And those are ones that you got to capitalize on, Brandon. You get that great defensive stand there by IQR, closing out on the shooter, keeping her hands up, an air ball. You get it back, you have a two-on-one, and then you carry it. Those are things that Coach Lacoste is just kicking himself for.
Yeah, and I think that's what's keeping Bethesda in the game. Penguins have 12 turnovers already, and it's not the end of the first half yet. Bethesda only has four.
Bethesda 10 points off those 12 turnovers.
No basket as it was before the shot attempt. That'll be on Anhelica Collins, her second personal foul, and it was a beautiful spin move by Tapia, a little contact by Collins yet again, not setting her feet in time, but we saw and know that Anhelica Collins is a really good defender for us. She's feisty, and she dives for those loose balls, and she's just off her game tonight, it looks like, defensively. And as Tapia sinks the first free throw, the second one she sinks in as well. 42-35. Penguins still have that 7-point lead with 2:20 left here in the first half. Vanessa Cruz crossover move from the screen to Diaz. She picks up her dribble inside the paint. Back up to Diaz, the 15-foot mark, extended free throw line down to the right extended corner. And the 3-pointer from Elena Scott from the left wing is sunk in. Penguins the biggest lead of the night, 45-35. Pushing up top, Bria Nelson on Elena Scott. Look for that step back crossover move. And she is rejected as she elects to go baseline. Scott blocks her, and it is off the face of Bria Nelson. Penguins will retake possession.
And just a nice sequence there by Alana Scott. 3-ball launched, and then she gets back, plays defense, gets the block, gets it to go off of her man, and it goes out of bounds.
Scott feeds Diaz inside the paint, and she's having a field day from inside. Natalie Diaz, 23 points, 10 for 14, and she has 6 rebounds. Going along with those 2 blocks, she's really doing everything on the side for the Penguins. Tapia passes it off to Nelson, and she tries to swing it cross court, but too much to handle for Victoria Stewart. That's a turnover as Penguins will retake possession. And Taylor Smalley will check in for Tina McKinstry for the Flames.
Now these are the places in the game tonight, Brandon, where the Penguins have struggled. You get a turnover for Bethesda, an unforced one, and then they can't capitalize on it. We'll see what they do here.
Diaz goes outside to the right wing, and Collins, who feeds Diaz back inside, and another score from inside the paint for Natalie Diaz. 25 points, Natalie Diaz tonight. Setting the offense and working 3-pointer left corner in and out. It was halfway in. That was Taylor Smalley, rebounded by Ikeora. Vanessa Cruz pushing for the Penguins. Left wing, Natalie Diaz cutting to the inside. Oh, what a beautiful move. A crossover, hop step, and spins to her left off glass yet again. 27 points for Diaz, 51-35, and it looks like the Penguins are running this thing out here late in the first half. Rebounded by Natalie Diaz off the mark, and Helica Collins pushing. She has Elena Scott and Vanessa Cruz. They elect to slow it down. Short left wing jumper by Helica Collins is good. 53-35, 18-point lead. Taylor Smalley will look to take the last shot for the Flames. And Helica Collins moving her feet, guarding heavily, and she'll let her through off glass on the layup, and that'll do things here in the first half. So the Penguins, who had a 6-point lead, bring it to 18 to end off the first half. And Natalie Diaz having a field day, 27 points, 7 rebounds. And the leading scorer for Bethesda, Victoria Stewart with 10. And right behind her, Bria Nelson with 9 points for us.
Well, besides the scoring, okay, Bethesda at the end of the first quarter had 23. Now have 35. They only scored 13 points there in the second quarter. The Penguins had 28, 53. You do the math. That's a lot more, okay? 53-35. They almost have a 20-point lead, and it has to be because of the defensive play from the Penguins. The first quarter, we didn't see them. They weren't getting a hand in the face. Mm-hmm. They weren't boxing out. They weren't getting in the spot defensively, and they were not capitalizing on the turnovers. from Bethesda. And now, I mean, look at that. The Penguins have 29 total rebounds to Bethesda's 10. At the end of the first quarter, it was more even than that. It was Penguins still had the advantage, but it was not a 19-rebound advantage at the end of the first quarter. It just wasn't. You see the defense. They say defense wins championships, and defense just wins games night in and night out regardless. I mean, you have Ikiora and Diaz and Razo and Scott. You have all those players making plays defensively and then turning around, and they can capitalize on the offensive side. That's going to lead to a lot of Ws.
Yeah, hopefully they can change things here in the second half and continue to have how they ended the second quarter here. And this, we see this at the highest level in the NBA too, where you see the best teams take teams that, you know, aren't so good, that are at the bottom, very lightly. And that's what happened in the first quarter with Bethesda really closing things in. But in terms of shooting, the Penguins out shooting the Flames by almost half, 30%. That's what Bethesda is shooting, 32%. The Penguins shooting at 65%. Three-pointers, though, Bethesda there with 41%, and the Penguins at 43%. So pretty even in that wise. But, yeah, I'd like to see more of the other players get things going if their lead is big enough. And I think, as we talked about, Forrest, we might see them hit the 100-point mark for the first time this season here.
Well, you know, as much as I'd like to see Natalie Diaz put up 50, considering she's already at 27, I mean, that would be just remarkable for us and everybody here in the Collins Center to experience. Natalie Diaz is having a field day, as you mentioned, but nobody else is in double digits, okay? Sandra Ikiora is sitting there with 9, and she only has, or she does it, she needs one more for a double-double. So, you know, we're going to see Diaz get a double-double. We're going to see Ikiora get that double-double. Who else? Is it going to be Scott? Is it going to be Price? Is it going to be Collins? Is she going to get out of foul trouble? Who is it going to be? I mean, Ross was only taking one shot tonight. It was a three ball, and she was just deep. The shot looked good, but can she be that extra piece inside? We're seeing that defense still suffocating on Ikiora, but she's able to work around it now. She was better in the second quarter, working around that defense, getting an extra pass off, and then getting the feed back to her to get an open shot as opposed to getting hacked in the paint. So who's it going to be? Are they going to go small again, or are they going to bring out Razo and put Razo, Diaz, and Ikiora there in the third quarter? It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it'll definitely be interesting. And as I picked before and said, Angelica Collins really doing everything. That's the type of stat line she puts. She puts it defensively and offensively. If I had to compare to anyone, I think she'd be like the Draymond Green of this team. She has 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. I mean, you're there. You can, I don't know, maybe triple-double almost there.
I mean, like you said before, she dives for loose balls. She'll get a block shot here and there. She'll get a couple of steals for you. I mean, and she facilitates. That's what she does. She moves the ball around. She's not going to score 15, 20 a night like Diaz and Ikiora are. But without Collins in the lineup, you kind of, it's that missing piece that every team looks for, and Collins is it.
Yes. And we will be right back here in 11 minutes. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball here at the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and on FM 102.3. Welcome back here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California, for your second half action in this non-conference matchup between the Dominican Lady Penguins and the Lady Flames from Bethesda. Penguins 53-35, 18-point lead here as we head into the second half for us.
You know, Natalie Diaz, 27, we talked about it before. Other Penguins have to get in double digits. Ikiora has 9. She's on the cusp of another double-double. A couple more boards for Diaz, another double-double. We knew that. That's almost automatic nowadays here at the Collins Center for those two. But who else is it going to be? Is it going to be Scott, Cruz, Price, Collins? As we mentioned, Collins, you called her the Draymond Green of Dominican. She facilitates. She scores. She gets steals. She gets blocks. You know, what can't she do? Frankly, there's nothing.
Exactly. And Natalie Diaz's career high was 32. She has 27, and she's easily going to break that tonight as we get ready here for the second half action. Dump pass inside. Natalie Diaz working inside the paint. Spin move, and she puts it up, but she is blocked. Working now are the Flames. Smalley drives right side layup, and she'll miss it. It'll rattle off out of bounds off the hands of Westbrook. Penguins will retake possession. Vanessa Cruz passing the timeline, drifting. And dumps it inside. Ikiora, beautiful pass. She puts it right in front of Ikiora as she was driving onto the inside, putting her over the defender. And that's the biggest lead for the Penguins now. 20 points, 55-35.
And Cruz like leading a receiver there. And Ikiora now double-double tonight.
Inside, up and under. Nifty move, layup attempt missed by Tapia, rebounded by Ikiora and pushing it back inside to Ikiora, who sticks it off glass. Ikiora now, as Forrest mentioned, got her double-double. She has 13 points so far. That is Nelson working on Scott. Left side, the step back jump shot, as that's her go-to move. She sinks it in for the second time tonight with that move. Ikiora working on the other end. Full court pass, and she'll get it inside off glass yet again. 59-37, Penguins lead.
And Brandon, Ikiora here in the second half, we're only a minute and a half in. She's come out a whole other player than she was in the first half. It's like night and day. Ikiora starting off real hot here in the third quarter.
Taylor Smalley, right side. Back to Smalley. Jump shot from 15 feet. Off back iron, rebounded by Ikiora. Vanessa Cruz looking to facilitate. And she does inside to Angelica Collins. Tries to dump it to Ikiora. Her pass was deflected, but now Natalie Diaz will be able to corral it. She misses. Ikiora tries to rebound it, but it'll go off her hands and go back to the Flames. Checking back in is Taylor Young in replacement of Alicia Westbrook. Alicia Westbrook, the junior, standing at 5'9". Pushing it up is Bria Nelson. Nifty crossover move, and she drifts to her left, but the height of Scott bothered her, able to get her hands on up, and it was stolen by Angelica Collins. Pushing to the left, Vanessa Cruz on the other end, dumps it off Natalie Diaz. It is stolen away by Tapia. Tapia has numbers, sticks it off glass, and she is fouled on the layup. She'll be taking two shots on the line. That's a foul on Elena Scott, her first on the night. And this will be Tapia's third and fourth free throw attempts on the night. She sank both of them. And she sinks the first one here. That gives her 11 points, tied for the lead with Bria Nelson.
Yeah, and she continues to be perfect from the line.
Second free throw, off front iron, rebounded by Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz pounding her dribbles, taking it low, working against Stewart. Inside to Ikiora, she's triple teamed, and she's traveled. She was triple teamed there by three Flames defenders, and there was nothing she could do there, just suffocated.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. She had the ball low by her feet, too, a bad spot. She needs to get it up above her head. She's almost 6 feet.
Three-point attempt, right side by Young, is missed, rebounded by Collins. And Collins will be shoved in the back for a foul. That'll be charged on Stewart. So Angelica Collins right now getting that rebound. She had that steal and continuing to add on to her stat line. 59-38. Penguins with a 21-point lead. Elena Scott high pass inside to Ikiora. She goes up. The ball is stolen and poked away by Tapia yet again. Tapia having her second steal so far here in the third period. Right side driving on two Penguin defenders was Smalley, who puts it up, able to rebound it, and a three-pointer from up top. Taylor Young is no good. But they will retake possession as it was off the hands of Elena Scott. So Tapia looking to inbound it to someone as she gets it in. That's Bria Nelson, the head fake. Initially, she takes it. Misses off front back iron. That's rebounded by Natalie Diaz. Vanessa Cruz inside, dump pass. Sandra Ikiora puts the ball down low, goes up high, and she'll be fouled on the shot attempt. She'll take two more free throws at the free throw line.
Ikiora just fighting through the contact there, Brandon. The last two possessions, she's got it down low. She had triple team, and she traveled. And then she tries to go right side and gets it knocked away. So Ikiora fighting through the contact this time. A little bit of a line drive free throw. She's trying different free throw styles. I know that. She's gone with a line drive. We've seen her had one that arcs a little bit more. And that one just rattled around and came right back at her. But it's looking better. She's making progress on that free throw shot.
And right there for her second free throw, line drive, but able to sink it in. Rattles around in the rim a little bit, but she's able to get it on. And through Smalley, passes left wing Nelson on Scott. the step back jumper, and no good. That's all she's been doing this game, Bria Nelson. She has no other moves in her arsenal, and Elena Scott's just able to set her feet and put it up as Scott is fouled on the other end, going up for the layup. She'll take two free throws. That's a foul on Bria Nelson.
Well, and that's just give credit to Alana Scott forcing Nelson to miss that shot as well, as we've noticed that the shot hasn't fallen as much as Nelson probably hoped, but Scott just being able to get out there, get a hand in the face, better defense from the Penguins here so far in the third quarter, causing this big lead.
Yes, Bria Nelson, 5-for-12 on the night. She has 11 points. Scott's free throws are good. Penguins extend that lead to 24. They have it 62-38. Drifting to the left, Smalley working on Helico Collins. Ikiora there in case to help, but she goes nifty. Up and under, reverse layup by Taylor Smalley is good. And Sandra Ikiora is fed on the half-court pass going the length of the court, going up. And that was Taylor Young's third personal foul. Ikiora, another opportunity for us, and they're really feeding her here early in the third period, getting her to the line.
Well, and as much as she'd like that, those shots to fall, she is progressing. She is getting to the line, which is what she wasn't doing in the first half. We saw her just throwing the ball around. She was traveling. She was turning the ball over. But getting to the line, you can only get better at shooting free throws by shooting free throws. So getting to the line for IQR, not necessarily a bad thing.
Oh. And the second free throw rattles rims in and out as Alexis Price and Julia Razo check back in for your Penguins. Deep three-pointer by Taylor Young is airballed, and I don't know why you would take that. That was from Pacifica, and she just airballed it.
Yeah, she shot that from a different zip code, and it landed in the next one over.
Vanessa Cruz bring it up for the Penguins yet again, crossing the timeline. Ikiura is double-teamed in the inside, guarded heavily, trying to deny her the ball. Julia Razo, left corner, up top to Alexis Price. Off the knees of Elena Scott initially. Vanessa Cruz nearing that right corner. Elena Scott, three-pointer from up top, and that is good. Elena Scott with her second three-pointer on the night. Count that, she has 10 points. Dribbling up is Morga for the Bethesda Flames. Driving to her left on Julia Razo. Sticks it off glass. Count it and one. Laura Tapia. Razo just not there. Able to set her feet in time. And she's able to lower the shoulder. And a chance for a three-point opportunity is Tapia. Tapia, 7 points on the night. Her fifth free throw attempt is rattled in and out. 3-for-5 at the charity stripe was Tapia tonight. Elena Scott, right wing. Julia Razo, right corner. Tries to get it with a fake pass to Ikiora inside. Elena Scott, left wing. That's a three ball, and she's hot. That's the three-point. That's the third three-pointer for Elena Scott. 13 points for us. She was your pick this game, and she's heating up. On the other end, Young misses the layup off glass. Ikiora with the rebound. Cruz is pushing, wide open, Alexis Price, right corner, three ball off the iron, back iron. Ikiora with rebound, but poked away, and Young pushing, left side, and that was Smalley. She went for the layup, and it went and hit the backboard, but they're going to charge a foul, and they're going to say that Alexis Price pushed her in the back, but yeah. I don't agree with that call.
No, Price is coming off the floor with a disgusted look on her face. Assistant coach Fanique Allen is telling her, okay, yeah, it wasn't a foul. It's your third, so be careful. There's still, almost a whole second half to go with 4:38 left here in the third. But you know what? There's nothing you can really do about it. They called the foul as Smalley was going up. It hit the bottom of the backboard. It looked like there was no contact, but our official might have thought she saw some contact causing Smalley to hit the bottom of the backboard, not get it off in time. But frankly, it was just a bad layup.
And for us, as we mentioned, we needed other Penguins to step up. And you called it, Elena Scott making 2 3-pointers within a minute.
Yeah, she's 3-for-5 from bonus land. And I'll tell you what, keep feeding her. Keep getting her on the offensive side. She's playing great defense. She's getting a hand in the face. But on the offensive side from that wing position, she's shooting lights out, okay? She's made three consecutive. She started out 0-for-2. Feed the hot hand. Go down low to Ikeora. Make that defense suffocate into the paint on Ikeora. Then you have a kick out with Razo on the floor who can hit a three at any time. We've seen how smooth her three shot is.
Yeah, we know Alexis Price can hit that three-pointer as well.
She had a good look, yeah, too, but it was just off. So you have those three out there. There's Price and Razo and Scott. So it looks like Diaz is going to come in for Ikeora, but that's another presence down low with Razo and Diaz. But if you can get the defense to collapse in, then you have those three shooters out in the perimeter. It looks pretty good on the offensive side for the Penguins.
Smalley's first free throw will rim off front iron and drift to the left. No good. So Smalley, that was her third free throw attempt. The fourth one off front iron yet again. 2-for-4 on the day for Smalley. And Helica Collins working for the Penguins now. Up top, Alexis Price drifting to her right. He gets it back to Collins up top. Back on to Price, left wing. Left corner, Scott. Pushing the ball are the Penguins. Scott drifting to her right. That's Collins, a little bit too much English. Not in the target area of Angelica Collins. A turnover. And Smalley pushing it up against Alexis Price near the timeline. Price really guarding her defensively. Able to set her feet in a little bump. No call. The initial shot was missed by Westbrook. Rebounded and corralled. Tapia dumps it off. Working to her left is Smalley. And she likes to go left. Going with the layup, she's not afraid to get contact on the inside. And that's something you need to do against the Penguins. You have that height advantage. You got to create contact. You're the one that has to initiate that contact and really bounce off that chest. And that's what she's been doing for these last two possessions. And her free throw attempt is missed yet again. So 0-for-3 in the last two so far. Go ahead, Forrest.
No, I was just going to say, Cruz coming back in for Price after her committing her fourth foul. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Price until the latter half of that fourth quarter with those four fouls. Coach LaCosta is probably going to keep Cruz out there as long as he possibly can with Price having four fouls.
And Smalley misses that second free throw on the other end. And Helica Collins working for the Penguins. Left corner, Vanessa Cruz tries to dump it inside to Nally Diaz. It is stolen away by Tapia yet again. Tapia having a night with steals. She has three, and a three-pointer off the mark by Morga, but rebounded. Oh, and a beautiful thread-the-needle pass by Tapia on inside. Beautiful as a shot goes in by Smalley. Vanessa Cruz drifting to her right. Inside Natalie Diaz from the free throw line. And as she receives the ball, she is hacked and fouled by Taylor Young. Penguins huddling here a little bit before Natalie Diaz gets a chance at the charity stripe.
Yeah, Penguins are in bonus now, Brandon. So any foul committed from here on out by the Flames in the third quarter will send the Penguins to the free throw line.
69-44. Sydney LaRocca checking in for the Penguins for the first time tonight. And coming out is Vanessa Cruz.
It looks like LaRocca's going to be running the point, Brandon. A freshman in LaRocca coming in to run the point. A 5'7" freshman out of Folsom, California.
And dribbling it up for the Flames is Nelson, and Helica Collins guarding her. Elena Scott to her right guarding Morga. The jumper from the free throw line off the mark. Back iron, Bria Nelson. Rebounded by the Penguins. And a foul charged against Bethesda. So the Penguins, that foul was on number five?
No, 34. 34. That was Tina McKinstry.
Tina McKinstry as Julia Razo gets her first points on the night on the first free throw. Rattles it home and through.
Maybe that'll get Razo going from mid-range and beyond the arc, Brandon, as those were two beautiful free throws.
Second free throw, yes. As Forrest mentioned, beautiful, perfect, swooshed on in. She has 2 points on the night. She's only taken one shot, and that was the three ball from the right wing. Just a little bit too much off the mark. And a foul on Angelica Collins. No, excuse me, that will be on Sydney LaRocca. Her first foul as she just checks in for her first minutes. Smalley, another chance. She's 2 for 6. She was perfect 2 for 2, and she's missed her last 4, and now make that her last 5. Checking in for the Flames will be Dalia Rodriguez, her first minutes of the night. Second free throw rattled home and through by Smalley. LaRocca pushing to Collins. Collins left side, LaRocca up top. Chest pass to Scott, right side, dumping in Razo to Diaz. Diaz tries to put it up, but it is ripped away by McKinstry, who's pushing it up. And Helico Collins pokes it from behind, and she'll be able to push it on through. LaRocca and McKinstry both fall to the ground, and LaRocca loses her shoe. And Helico Collins pulling her back up from the back of her jersey.
LaRocca got slammed by McKinstry. She loses a wheel, gets pulled up by the back of the jersey, and Collins said, come on, get up. You got 2 free throws to shoot. Put your shoe back on. Let's go.
Yeah, kind of like Kevin Durant. I mean, if you're not tying that shoe tight enough, it's just going to fall off eventually. LaRocca's first free throw off front iron and missed. Second free throw attempt and her chance at her first points as a Penguin here at the Collins Center. Second free throw off front iron and no good. Off the hands, though, of McKinstry, who committed that foul. Penguins will retain possession as LaRocca will inbound it for the Penguins. Inside to Natalie Diaz, who picks up her dribble. She's double team. Picks up her dribble again, triple team, but she's traveling violation before the shot goes in.
Just tough to get through the paint without taking that extra step, Brandon, when you have 3 Flames plastered to you like Diaz does, and she's up above, she's up near 30 points, so yeah, I think if I was playing defense for the Flames, I'd plaster onto Natalie Diaz as well.
And LaRocca is driven on by Smalley. That's her second personal foul, and LaRocca is pleading that she had her hands up, but I guess her feet were not set in time as Smalley drove in on her, as she likes to do. And she'll nail that free throw down. She has 12 points, 3 for 9 from the charity line. Second free throw, rims in and out, rebounded by Razo, and there's a scrum down low. It'll be a dual possession jump ball, but it'll go back to the Flames as the possession error goes that way. And inbounding it will be Bria Nelson, having a set here and trying to find someone to give it to. Gets it into McKinstry, who loses it on the pass and turns it on over. Penguins will take it. 2:15 left in the third period. 73-46, Penguins lead. LaRocca, right corner to Scott, dumps it inside Diaz, works high. Julia Razo inside, and Helica Collins to her left. Back up top, Razo. She thought about the three-pointer, gives it to Scott, right wing, and she's on fire. As Forrest mentioned, feed the hot hand, 16 points for Elena Scott, 4 for 5 from the three-point line. LaRocca guarded Smalley heavily there, but the left corner jump shot working on Diaz, that was McKinstry, is no good. LaRocca with the low pass to Diaz. Left corner back up to LaRocca, drifting to her right, the floater layup, misses, she's able to rebound it, gets it back to Natalie Diaz, jumper! 14 feet is good. And Natalie Diaz now with 31. 2 points away from breaking her career high, which was set in the igloo against Notre Dame, the last home game here. LaRocca fouls the shooter, Taylor Smalley, from up top, grazes her on the arm. That'll be 2 free throws yet again. LaRocca, her third personal foul in the few minutes she's checked in.
Yeah, and she's throwing her hands up like, what did I do? Well, Brandon, you can't be in the floor space when the shooter is coming down. That's exactly where she was. LaRocca was right there. Smalley landed on her
feet. That's known as that Bruce Bowen play. We saw it in the finals with Kawhi Leonard and Zaza Pachulia. You got to give the person shooting the ball room to land, and if you don't do that, you go under their feet. That's automatically a foul.
Yeah, you can roll an ankle, and that's been a big thing, as rolling the ankle, being in the foot, the landing space
as
of the shooter.
Natalie Diaz and Helica Collins will check on out. checking in for her first minutes here in the Igloo will be Alyssa Lorenzo, and checking in is Rachel Peterman. We saw her at the end of the Notre Dame game, so these are the freshmen here. A lot of the young players coming in. Lorenzo, three, right corner, off front iron, rebounded by Smalley. And a foul this time. Credit LaRocca for setting her feet in time and drawing the offensive foul. 78-47 left in the third period. 49 seconds left. LaRocca is pressured on the full court press. Julia Razo picks up her dribble. Now they have to work it now. Get it across and avoid that 8-second mark, and they just do. Julia Razo stops and picks up her dribble, and as she does, she slides her feet. That's a traveling violation. And possession back to the Flames.
Yeah, it's hard when you try and jump up, Brandon, you slide. I mean, there's not much you can do about that, but the floor is tacky in here, I know that, but Razo just slid just enough to get our official to blow the whistle.
LaRocca guarding Stewart, picks up her dribble, goes back on now to Young. Right side, a little head fake by Morga. Morga on to Young. Up top, Westbrook. The long two-pointer is airballed by Victoria Stewart, and that is that height advantage there. LaRocca was on her, and LaRocca is pressured, and the ball is stolen away. And the shot attempt is no good by Morga. Pushing are the Penguins. Lorenzo, beautiful bounce pass to Scott, but Scott cannot handle it, a little bit too low. Smalley working now past the timeline. The three-pointer, if it's good, it goes, but no, it is off. Back iron, and that'll do it here for the third period. 78-47, Penguins with a tremendous and large lead here as we see these young players coming on in. That's what we said for us. If the Penguins have a big enough lead, we're going to see these youngsters coming on in, and that's exactly what they did. They're putting in Alyssa Lorenzo. They got Rachel Peterman and also Sydney LaRocca.
Yeah, Brandon, it looks like everybody has come in tonight except for Savannah McMorrow. Everybody that's active, that is, Marino Marissa Mondavi is inactive, and Adina Del Rosario are inactive, those two in street clothes. So Savannah McMorrow, if she could check in, all Penguins could be checked in for at least some time tonight. And for those of you at home that keep these kind of statistics, the highest a Penguin women's team has ever scored is 102 points, and that was in 2005, I believe. So 78 with 10 minutes here left to go, Brandon.
It's possible.
It's possible. Does it matter? Not to us. Mm-hmm. Would it be cool? Yeah. It would be cool for us to be here to witness that. It would also be cool for us to witness Natalie Diaz break her career high that she set last time we were here in the Conlin Center.
And so she did, actually. As we update the stats, she has 33 points, 11 rebounds. Her career high was 32, correct?
Yep, and she's got a double-double. Akira's got a double-double, just like you said they would at the top of the show. So, yeah. 78-47.
I'd like to see some of these youngsters get their first points at the Igloo tonight. That'd be nice for them. Forrest will take over the play-by-play duties here to start and end the game in the fourth.
Yes, they're all in. LaRocca, Razo, Lorenzo, LaRocca right side, and there it is. Right on cue.
And you saw the men's basketball team go crazy as she put a nice crossover move to start that period.
Yeah, they did. LaRocca, Peterman, Razo, Lorenzo, and the hot hand Scott on the floor for the Penguins. Top of the key, Nelson driving in past Lorenzo. And it just stuck right there at the back of the rim, and it falls 80-49. Penguins lead. Long cross-court pass picked off by Nelson. She comes up left side. Nelson into the paint, past LaRocca, and up and good.
What a nifty move by Nelson. She finally doesn't go with her step-back jumper, and she goes with a nice Euro step to evade the defender.
Little full-court pressure there by the Flames. Right wing, three ball. Scott knocks it down again.
Woo, she's on fire.
Scott from the three-point line. That wing is serving her good here tonight. 83-51, Penguins lead by 32.
Elena Scott 5-for-7 from beyond the arc. 15 of her 19 points coming by the way of three for us.
Just been a shooting display, a clinic from Alana Scott from beyond the arc. She's telling Razo, hey, guess what? I got a pretty smooth three-point shot as well. Inbounding underneath the hoop, Tapia. Guarded by Razo. Her inbound pass goes to Nelson. Long two from the right corner. Just missed. Rebound Scott. Full court pressure still for the Flames. Goes to Razo. Far side. Razo pressing up the sideline. She picks up her dribble and needs some help. Razo over here to La Rocca, right in front of us, in front of the broadcast booth on the right wing, and we have a couple of whistles as we have an official timeout. And we're not quite sure what the whistle is about, but we do have a timeout with 8:40 overhead, 83-51. Penguins lead, and at this stoppage in play, we are going to try and hear from San Rafael Joe's one more time.
Joe's is a family favorite Italian-American restaurant ever since we opened our doors in 1947. For three generations, Joe's has been a perfect destination for couples, families, and friends.
Join us for live music, happy hour, and Sunday brunch.
Whether it's for a party of two or 42.
Come down and eat at Joe's.
Located on 931 4th Street. Just drop in, or for reservations, call 415-456-2425.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 83-51, 8:40 overhead, Penguins lead. And we had an official timeout. It was an unsportsmanlike conduct call on the Penguins' Julio Razo. And, Brandon, you have a little bit more for us.
Yeah, they're going to charge it as a personal foul, of course. It goes by the way of the team fouls as well. It'll be a foul charged as a technical.
Now, did you happen to catch why?
I did not. They just said it was an unsportsmanlike conduct, so I'm guessing some words were said.
It must have been some words that we cannot repeat on the air. We are not sure, but it was an unsportsmanlike technical foul on Julia Razo. That'll go as her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins. And it looked like the free throws were missed. Inbounding for Bethesda as they take possession on the unsportsmanlike. 8.5 to go. Inside Nelson. Jump shot from the free throw. No good. Rebounded by Morga. Oh, and a nice crossover move. Gets past LaRocca. Three ball from Morga on the way. No good. Oh, and a technical foul is going to be called on Victoria Stewart. A couple of players. She was locked up there with LaRocca. And they should not give a double technical, Brandon, as I saw appendages flailing from Victoria Stewart. And you're going to go ahead and take a listen when our officials come over and let us know. There's a down low, LaRocca and Victoria Stewart were locked up off ball. The ball was nowhere near them. The ball was in the right corner, actually, and they were on the left block. And as we hear from Brandon Cadiz on what our officials are telling us.
So I'm here to report that two players will be ejected. Disqualifying fouls, that will be on Bethesda's number 10, Victoria Stewart, and number 21 on the Penguins, that is Sydney LaRocca. They said they were both disqualifying fouls, so they're both out of this ball game.
And you can see, well, you can't see. We can see LaRocca talking to our official on, you know what? From where I'm sitting, Brandon, they were off ball.
Yeah.
On the left block, the shot was coming from the right corner, and it looked like Victoria Stewart threw an elbow, a fist, a punch maybe at Sydney LaRocca, and LaRocca's going to be going to head to the locker room along with Stewart, as they're both ejected, as you mentioned, and Sydney McMorrow is the last.
I just don't agree with that.
Yeah.
On both ends.
It was a double technical, and
I guess they just did that because of what happened before with Julio Razo. They didn't want things to escalate, I guess, is what they were thinking, but obviously you can't do that.
Yeah, no, you can't. And
yes, and no fouls, no free throws will be taken.
Right, and with a 32-point lead, there's no reason, unless it was unsportsmanlike on Victoria Stewart or what, but the double technical, as you said, just kind of diffuses the whole situation. Sidney LaRocca couldn't believe it, but that inbound pass from Bethesda goes to Young. She's fouled by Savannah McMorrow, who checks in. She is the last Penguin to check in here tonight. All the Penguins have seen the floor. Some got taken off quicker than others. The first free throw from Young falls, 83-52, 8:23 overhead. She comes away from the line with a pair. Peterman inbounding, full court pressure by the Flames, goes into Alyssa Lorenzo. Back to Peterman, who brings it up far side. Razo, cross court to Scott, into the corner. Lorenzo drives baseline, mid-range jumper, good. Alyssa Lorenzo, her first points of the night.
And we saw her a couple times last year, and we know that she can put some nifty moves with the handles, and she loves that mid-range jump shot.
Right corner, Three ball on the way from McKinstry, and she knocks it down. 85-56, a lot of pressure in the backcourt. Peterman has it, double teamed. Razzo up near the timeline to Alyssa Lorenzo, who drives in right side, up off the glass. Oh, just no good. Off the fingertips of Nelson of the Flames. It'll stay with the DUs. Fresh shot clock, 7:45 overhead. Inbounding will be Alyssa Lorenzo. Her inbound pass goes to Razzo, right corner, drifting up to the wing. Inside to McMorrow, left-handed shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Flames. McMorrow trying to get her first points here tonight. Oh, and she runs into a brick wall. Nelson straight into McMorrow, but McMorrow's feet were not set. That'll be McMorrow's second personal. Fifth team foul for the Penguins. Going to the line will be Bria Nelson for the Flames.
Nelson, 0-for-3 so far on the night.
That's a fifth team foul for the Penguins, which means the Flames will be in bonus. So for the next 7.5 minutes, any foul committed on the Penguins will send a Flame to the line. The first free throw is good. Checking in for Bethesda is Tapia in place of McKinstry. Mark Carlson saying, no more fouls, man. You got a 30-point lead, 28-point lead. Stop committing fouls. The second free throw is good. Alyssa Lorenzo brings it up far side. In the backcourt, Peterman to Scott right here in front of us in our broadcast booth. Top of the key, Peterman driving inside. Kick out Scott. Thought about a three, no. We'll go back top of the key. Razzo, three straight away. Just deep. Rebounded by Rachel Peterman for the Penguins, an offensive board. And we have a foul called. That'll be on Bethesda. Do not count the basket. That foul will be on Taylor Young. That's going to be the second team foul in her third personal. The inbound will come right underneath the hoop. Inbound to McMorrow. Tipped away, corralled by Razzo. Three ball, Lorenzo. Just short, no good. Picked up by Smalley, who brings it up across the timeline straight away. Kicks it out left wing, driving in Young. Up off glass. Oh, and they're going to call a foul, Brandon? That one's going to be on Alyssa Lorenzo. That's her second personal, sixth team foul for the Penguins.
I mean, after those ejections, it seems like all the fouls, just a slight touch, is getting called. And talking here to the PA announcer, Mark Carlson, he said that the ejection, we saw the elbows, but he said that if the elbows go above the shoulder, it usually results in that type of ejection. They were just too high, and I guess that's what caused the ejection.
So LaRocca's elbows were that high as well, huh?
Yep.
That's what it sounds like. All right, top of the key, Peterman. Is Mark Carlson shaking his head? Yes, that's what they called. Three ball, Scott, right wing, good.
Oh man.
Alana Scott is on fire.
I can't control my emotions. She has 6 3-pointers, 22 for us.
22 for Scott. That shot missed by Nelson, board for Razzo. Approaching 6.5 to go, 88-59, Penguins lead. Left wing, Peterman. Oh, and she walked with it. Oh, got to put the ball on the ground. Rachel Peterman getting a little excited. Saw a lane, wanted to explode through it, and instead forgot to put the ball on the ground. That'll be an unforced error, and they'll give the ball back to Bethesda, bringing it up top. Yeah, she hands it off to Smalley, top of the key. Straight away, guarded by Alyssa Lorenzo. Straight down the lane, kick out. Thought about a three, Young, no, and she did the same thing Peterman did. She got too excited, saw a lane, and walked with it.
And I think once we head to the next game here, Coach Tim Lacoste is going to tell them to limit those turnovers. They're fortunate to be playing a team that's not really good. They have 24 turnovers on the night.
Razzo, three ball. Oh, straight up off iron, no good. Nelson with the board. Razzo, let's see if she can hit a couple of mid-range jumpers, Brandon, and get her confidence back, if you will. And we have a foul. That will send Smalley to the line. That foul's going to be on Alyssa Lorenzo. That's her second personal. Third personal, check it. Smalley will shoot two.
Yeah, Julia Razzo is 1-for-8 so far. Her last 8 attempts, as Forrest mentioned, maybe go to that mid-range jumper and then start to work things back out to the 3-point line.
Yeah, you know, she's 0-for from the beyond the arc, and as Smalley hits her first, maybe step in inside the arc. Smalley comes away 2-for-2 and get the shot down, you know, get a feel for one, let one fall, and then move back out to the 3-point line as Razzo brings it up left wing. Lorenzo, right wing, into the corner. Scott, corner three, good. Alana Scott has 21 from beyond the arc alone. My goodness, Alana Scott. Nice pass by Alyssa Lorenzo to find Scott wide open in the corner. Corner three of her own. Missed by Morga. Top of the key, Young. She'll drive in right side. Oh, into the hands of Lorenzo. Picked up by McMorrow, and Lorenzo able to crowd the loose ball. Scott driving in right side. She'll stop at the wing. Down low to Lorenzo. Shot missed, and Peterman was elbowed as it went out of bounds. It looked like Peterman was elbowed by her own teammate, Savannah McMorrow. 91-61, Penguins lead. Bringing it up across the Penguin insignia here at the Conlin Center is Smalley. From our right to left, she drives in left side, left block. Oh, and Lorenzo's going to pick up another foul, Brandon. That'll be her fourth. That foul will send Smalley to the line. She's gotten a couple of free throws here in the last couple of minutes. Looking to make that free throw percentage better on the day. Smalley's first free throw up and good. Lorenzo in a bit of trouble here. Four fouls, one more, and she's gone. Smalley's second free throw attempt. Off front iron. Rebound by Nelson. Offensive board there for Bethesda cross court. Morga top of the key. Swings it around left corner. Three ball by Young. She missed that again. Alana Scott with the rebound. She'll bring it up. Pass to Peterman. Almost stolen away. Peterman rips it away. Coming up the near sideline, right wing. To Alana Scott, left wing. Corner to Razzo. Driving in baseline. Tried to pass it inside of McMorrow. Knocked away by Nelson. Nelson coming up the far sideline, straight to the paint, off the glass. Oh, and another foul, Brandon. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Really slowing things down here in this game. Penguins, Forest. I think they're going to break that 102
I
record.
I think they're going to break that. I really hope Stuart Horn's listening, because he's the one that blessed us with that knowledge at the Penguins. All-time women's basketball, the most they've scored is 102 points, and I believe that was in 2005. They got 91 with just under 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and they could do it. And I'll tell you what, Brandon, it looks like we're going to have the same group of five out there. It's going to be McMorrow, Razzo, Peterman, Scott. And it looks like Alexis Price is going to come back in. Coach Lacoste is going to put her in for the last 5 minutes. Price has five. Lorenzo has four. And LaRocca, the other woman that runs the point for the Penguins, got ejected on that double technical. So yeah. If you're Coach Lacoste, you're running thin at the point guard position at the moment. 4:47 left to go.
Yeah, with 4:47 left, as Forrest mentioned, they're running thin. So, you know, substitutions, they have a lot of the forwards in this game. They have a lot of their height. But as Forrest mentioned, yeah, they're short on those guards. So they're just going to have to stick with that same lineup inside. And I think if you're Coach Tim Lacoste, other than Alexis Price, you're just going to have to keep on feeding Elena Scott. I mean, she's been hot the entire game. As you mentioned, Forrest, feed that hot hand, continue to do it. And she has 7 3-pointers on the night. I'm trying to confirm and look up some DU history here and see what the record is for most 3-point field goals made in the game.
There you go. First free throw attempt from Nelson is good. 91-63, 4:47 overhead. Nelson toes the line for her second free throw, bounces the ball twice, and the second one's perfect as well. 91-64. Peterman inbounding. She'll get it into Price. Up past the timeline. Left wing. Razzo thought about a three. Thought better of it. Inside to McMorrow. Up off the glass. And she's fouled. Savannah McMorrow will go to the free throw line. That foul will be on Young. That's Young's fourth personal. And fourth team foul for the Flames. McMorrow, the lefty. Her first free throw, no good. Just a little right. McMorrow with that left foot way forward. She's almost sideways to the hoop. Her second free throw is good. I tell you what, Brandon, every Penguin that has stepped on the floor tonight, I believe, has scored.
Let me double check that one.
Bring it across the timeline, Smalley. Smalley working on Price, crossover left side. Kick out, left corner, Morga, three ball on the way, good.
And Peterman.
Oh, we're waiting on Rachel. Okay, we got to feed the ball to Peterman. Rachel Peterman.
Let's get it to her.
Get it to Peterman, left wing, Price. Coming, drifting to the right straight away. Alana Scott, right wing. She'll drift straight away as well. Inside Razo, just inside the perimeter. Driving in, free throw line, right block, up off the glass. No good. Rebound Nelson. Nelson brings it up. Spin move around Scott, up off the glass, and good.
Rhea Nelson.
Full court pressure by Bethesda now. Peterman gets it into Price. Up to Razo. Looking to get it across. Peterman will bring it across the timeline with a couple seconds to spare. Peterman straight away. Dumps it off. Bounce pass Price. Left wing. Drifting back to the right. Price loses the handle on it. Pass almost picked off. Peterman straight away. Off the glass.
Oh,
no good. Brandon almost had it. Bringing it up Young. Pass inside to Nelson. Oh, and she's tipped by McMorrow. Up off the glass. No good. Getting the rebound, Nelson. We'll hand it off to Smalley, who calls out the play. 3:15 to go. Right wing, Tapia between the legs, past McMorrow, baseline off the glass, and it falls. Penguins on a little bit of a dry spell now. Three possessions in a row without any scoring. Price brings it up right side. Sizes up Morga. Scott, three ball, right wing, good!
Ooh.
Alana Scott, that's her eighth three-pointer on the night. 95-71. Nelson brings it up, goes right at McMorrow. Euro step in the lane, and McMorrow tripped her.
And I can't find the exact history for most three-pointers made, but in a single game. But I think I'm just gonna go out there and say that this is a record. I don't remember Carly Holbrook making 8 three-pointers in a game, and she was the all-time leading scorer for the Penguins before. She was a three-point specialist.
Most made three-pointers, yep.
But I'm just going to go on the whim and say that on the broadcast.
We will get that checked out, and we'll let you know when we're back here on Thursday as the Penguins welcome in Central Washington. The first three free throw from Nelson, no good. Second one, perfect, 95-72. Pass up to Razo, picked off by Young. Saved inbounds. Morga has it behind the back, Tapia. Pass to Smalley, who goes up off the glass, and an offensive foul. Rachel Peterman picks up the charge.
Credit to her setting her feet in time and getting that. Hey, we mentioned Julia Razo, right? Not having her night there offensively from beyond the arc, but she's doing all of the other dirty work. She has 5 rebounds and 4 assists.
There you go. Peterman brings it up, top of the key, free throw line, spin move in the paint. Oh, and she's fouled. That's going to be a foul on Tapia. That'll send Rachel Peterman in line, Brandon. And I know, are you excited?
I'm excited too.
Peterman scores here. Every Penguin that's eligible to play tonight will have scored.
Let's get it, Rachel.
Peterman toes the line. Spins the ball. It's on the way. Oh, just left. We have a timeout. Bethesda, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Forrest Hunt, Brandon Cadiz here on this record-setting night. Natalie Diaz breaks her career high. Penguins chasing down that all-time record at 102 points.
There is one thing I can confirm with you, though.
What is that?
This is Elena Scott's most three-pointers made in a game, though. And she's shooting, hear this, Forrest, 80% from beyond the arc.
80% for Scott from beyond the arc. 226 overhead, 95-72, Penguins lead. Rachel Peterman at the line. She missed her first, Brandon. And after this timeout, she will shoot her second. If she makes it, every Penguin will have scored tonight.
Every Penguin would have scored, and this is something you like to do. I mean, if
it makes it easy if you're a coach.
Yeah, if you have this big enough lead, you're playing a team that's not so good, you can do this. You can rest your starters, put the bench players that normally wouldn't see this many minutes in, and yeah, you just feel good as a coach that all your players scored, and hopefully she can do it here on her second free throw attempt.
She knocks one down here, Brandon. I think the men's team that's sitting over there in the bleachers knows it. And I think they'll erupt. In fact, I'd almost bet that they'd erupt. Peterman, toes the line.
Yeah, they erupted for Savannah McMorrow's first shots. And you got to love the energy, the support here from the DU men's basketball team.
Peterman gets it, dribbles it a lot. Spins in her hand. Second free throw on the way. Oh, and just deep. Offensive board and a put back by McMorrow. And Jeremiah Gray loves it.
Christian Fuchs is loving it too. Flexing there.
Inside Tapia, long two, rattles out. Scott with the rebound. Scott double teamed, up to Price. Trying to get it across the timeline. She does. Pass Tapia. Pass to Razo. Inside. Peterman driving up off the glass. Oh. No good. McMorrow with the rebound. No good again. Young for Bethesda gets the board. 1:55 to go. And the Penguins 5 to tie that record, Brandon.
Yeah, Peterman just having too much English on both of the open layups she had.
Morgan's three ball is good. Alexis Price up the far sideline. Price working on Morga inside to McMorrow, and it's knocked away. She is fouled. That'll send Savannah McMorrow to the line. That foul is going to be on Taylor Young, and I believe that's her fifth in disqualifying foul, and it is. She is out of the game, and Alicia Westbrook is checking in her place. McMorrow toes the line. She'll shoot two. Gets the ball from the official, dribbles it twice. Her first free throw on the way. Rattles in and out. And oh, Savannah McMorrow so close in her free throw attempts tonight.
And it might look weird that she's turning her feet, but this is perfect as you aligned your front shooting shoulder to the basket. And that's what great shooters do in the NBA. You have the turn of your feet. It helps with the sweep and sway, which means your feet go forward, your shoulders stay back and relax and aligns yourself to the basket.
She comes away 1-for-2, 98-75. Morga right wing, top of the key, Nelson. She walked with it. Penguins will get the ball.
Oh, I want this. I want this 102 for us. I'm really hoping for it.
I know you do. Far side, Peterman will inbound. Price in the backcourt. Leads her across the timeline. Price coming up right, just right of straight away. Dribbling in with the left hand. Pass off, knocked away by Razo. Hands it off to Peterman. Peterman driving inside. Owen. Oh, an offensive foul by Rachel Peterman.
And I think the Penguins are aware of it. They want to feed her.
That's Peterman's first personal, and you're absolutely right. They want to feed her. To the Penguins, getting Peterman on the board is more important than getting that 102, and I agree.
And I have an updated stat here, and they're crediting Peterman with a bucket.
There you go.
2 points.
Okay, Brandon, so updated stat. Peterman did knock one out. Now, I thought she did. You know, I thought earlier that every Penguin had scored tonight. And it's true. Oh, Price threw some traffic, dribbles up past the timeline. 4-on-1. Penguins with the advantage. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound McMorrow. Oh, and it's knocked out and away. And Smalley has it. Clock rolls under 50. Brandon's holding his breath, folks. He's turning purple. Smalley across the timeline, left side, working on Price. Tapia just inside the left corner. Dumps it off. Nelson, 8-footer. No good. Razo with the rebound, pushing it up court. Peterman.
Come on, triple digits.
Peterman bringing it up. Peterman hands off to Price straight away. Price is probably going to hold on to it. Right side, she drives in. Oh, Scott thought about a three, Brandon. She had a look. Hands it off to Price. Price, right wing, drives inside. Free throw, Euro step, off the glass, no good. Rebound McMorrow, up and good. 100-75, clock rolls, 12 seconds, and Bethesda's going to. Bethesda's going to dribble it out, and the men are erupting in the bleachers here at the Conlin Center. The Penguins put up triple digits. They don't get to that 102 history-setting mark, Brandon. 102 would have tied it.
They're right behind there. Second most scoring game in Penguins history, and we were here to call it and experience it.
Penguins win 100-75. There's new career highs here tonight. 28, Alana Scott. Brandon, as you mentioned, that was a career high as she shot 80% from downtown. Natalie Diaz also broke her career high that she set last time we were here in the Conlin Center. It was 32. She now has 33. And the Penguins with an all-in team effort. Coach Lacoste going to be happy with the scoring, but not necessarily with the amount of turnovers. But, hey, when you put up triple digits, you know, you put up triple digits, Brandon, with the way they played tonight. It was a little sloppy, not textbook to what we normally see from a Coach Lacoste Penguin team. But I'm sure Coach Lacoste would take a game like this, putting up triple digits any night.
Absolutely. And this Penguins team on the year is averaging a total of 79 points per game. So, you know, they can score high. And you know this is their highest they've ever scored here this season, 100-75. And credit early because Natalie Diaz took over the game when the whole Bethesda Flame defense was suffocating Sandra Ikiora to start the second half. Ikiora, you know, she had those quick points early, and then they feed it off to Scott. You know, they really got things going, and they found the right players at the right time. They were able to adjust for us.
Yeah, they had came out hot in that first quarter, and then in the back last 5 minutes of the first quarter, it was really up and down, back and forth, and we weren't sure what Penguins team was going to show up here tonight. But all in all, Brandon, they shot 55% from the floor, 52 from the beyond the arc, and 67 from the free throw line the Penguins did. So that right there will win you a bunch of games. The Penguins win 5 in a row. They move to 8-2 overall, 4-0 in the Pac West. They stay perfect in conference play.
And a 5-game winning streak now.
5-game winning streak. Brandon, give me your player of the game.
Peacock Gab player of the game. I'm going to have to give it to Alina Scott. I was surprised, honestly, by the shooting performance she had tonight. We know that she had a couple good games on the road from that Thanksgiving Classic tournament, but the first time she's really lit it up here tonight, her first game here at home at Notre Dame wasn't really that good. She didn't really get that opportunities to shoot that many three-pointers, but, I mean, come on now. Like, when you're that hot, you got to keep on feeding her. And, yeah, she ended off with 28. I mean, that's ridiculous, 80% from beyond the arc.
Yeah, and I'm going to have to give mine to who else who broke her own career high tonight? Natalie Diaz, she had 33, a double-double as well. IQR with a double-double and a really big and all-in-all team effort from the Penguins tonight. And, Brandon, I just got news that this is the first time the Penguins have hit the century mark in their NC2A Division II era. So those 102 points came before they joined the Division II. So it was history tonight. 100-75, the Penguins win the first time they reach the century mark in Division II here at the Conlin Center. Well, we will be back here on Thursday as the Penguins welcome in Central Washington. That tip-off will be at 5:30 as well. Only the women, and then we are back here Saturday night as the men and women take on Point Loma at 2-4. Tune back in on Thursday for Brandon Cadiz and Stuart Horn. I'm Forrest Hunt saying so long.